Welcome to the Print Pod. Kritika Sharma, our senior assistant editor, wrote an article titled "Engineering Seats in India Hit a 10-Year Low, While Management Seats Continue to Grow." I'm Pia, and I bring you the podcast version of this article. The total number of engineering seats in India has fallen to the lowest tally in the last 10 years, in 2021 to 2022. According to data from the All India Council for Technical Education, or the AICTE. At the same time, seats in management courses have witnessed an uptick in recent years. A total of 23.6 lakh seats were available in engineering courses across the country for 2021 to 2022, and this is the lowest tally since 2012 to 2013, when 26.9 lakh seats were available. The peak of the last 10 years came in 2014 to 2015, when 31.8 lakh seats were offered by engineering colleges. Since then, however, the number of seats has been declining. Management courses, meanwhile, have witnessed a steady rise in seats since 2019 to 2020, with the highest number in 5 years, 4.04 lakh. A perusal of data on management courses for the past 10 years shows that seats in these courses witnessed a rise from 2012 to 2013 to 2014 to 2015, but declined after that. In 2017 to 2018, the total number of seats spiked to 3.94 lakh, but then declined to 3.74 lakh in 2018 to 2019, and further to 3.73 in 2019 to 2020. However, the number has been on the rise ever since. An analysis of data from 2017 to 2018 to 2020 to 2021 also revealed that more seats have been left vacant in engineering colleges in the last 5 years compared to management courses. The percentage of vacant seats in management institutions for this period was between 34 and 37%. In comparison, vacant seats in engineering colleges ranged from 45 to 48% in the past 5 years. According to experts in the field of management, the two trends highlighted by the data are correlated and are indicative of the fact that the decrease in engineering education demand has given way to an increase in demand for management. Professor Madhu Veeraraghavan, director of the TAPI Management Institute in Manipal, said, "The problem is with the unemployability of engineers. Engineers are not getting jobs after graduating, so they are going for an MBA. The civil, mechanical, and other engineering graduates do not end up getting a job in their core area. Hence, they think that they want to be in the corporate side." There is a definite correlation between engineering seats falling and management seats seeing an uptick, Veeraraghavan told The Print. However, he noted that there is a problem with the skill sets of both engineering and management graduates. Veeraraghavan said, "The latest Skill India report shows that only 40% MBA graduates are employable, and the numbers for engineering graduates are similar. Education institutes in India need to upgrade their curriculum and understand what the market needs." The India Skills Report 2021 highlighted that students pursuing Bachelor of Technology or BTEC and Bachelor of Engineering or BE were found to be the most employable at 46.82%. MBA students, meanwhile, showed 46.59% employability. The report, which looks at the employability of Indian graduates in various domains, was prepared by WeBox, an online talent assessment platform, along with AICTE and industry players like the Confederation of India Industries, or simply CII. According to Dr. Akhil Shahani, Managing Director of the Thadomal Shahani Center for Management, the multiple engineering and management institutions in the country have churned out unemployable graduates. Shahani told The Print, "Over the last decade, many education entrepreneurs opened engineering and management institutions across India as they felt they could attract many students and charge high fees due to increased demand for technical and management skills from industry. However, many of these new colleges provided substandard education and churned out unemployable graduates," he added. "With a drop in hiring demand from the IT industry for these lower quality engineering graduates, these new engineering colleges could not attract sufficient numbers of students and had to close down," Shahani noted. Companies are offering better paid jobs to management graduates and are willing to train them even after they get hired. Hence, demand from students for management degrees is still strong, and more regional management colleges are sprouting up. Experts also indicated that the decrease in the number of engineering seats could be because conventional engineering disciplines are seeing lower demand due to decreasing job prospects. Dr. Christopher Abraham, CEO and head of Dubai campus SB Jain School of Global Management, said, "The general trend in the past has been to complete an engineering degree and then go on to do a management program at the postgraduate level. And this, I believe, will continue to some extent." Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode.